The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show. They have nothing to do with life, but they do make you smile. They're fun. You should enjoy them. You should always have an opportunity to have a merry heart. That's what you'll have, and it's Friday. It's a good day to do it. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. I'm pretty sure we all know that. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Probably won't, but probably should. I need to use them. You need to use them. We all need to use them. That's like an I scream, you scream. We all scream for ice cream. Okay. Humor that will force you to think, why does this... This is proof right here. Why does this guy have a radio show? That's an excellent question right there. Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian, talking to one another about that process, getting involved in the Word, talking about different things in life, praying for one another, encouraging one another as we see the day approaching. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying just to strengthen each other and draw closer into the Lord and put our arms out and bring as many people in with us as we draw in closer to the Lord. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, don't let it die of loneliness. We just want you to reach out to us. You can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You'll get terrific tea, and that'll be terrific for you. You can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483 on the text. Don't call that one. Text that one. And then you can email David at hemustincrease.org. That's David at hemustincrease.org. And we encourage you to check out the website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Now, we said it before, if you've got something you want to share, the Lord's working in your life on something, you want to talk about it, if you've got a praise report, a prayer request, you got an answer to trivia, any of those things, that will all work if you want to reach out to us. We will do our best. Also, if you end up going to the website, you get to see a couple of pictures, you get to see a little bit of information, a little bit about my background, as well as some videos and some audios for encouragement for when people are going through hard times. And then there's a bunch of goofy stuff on there because I just like goofy stuff. And I still think, I don't think I have taken them down yet. There's still battleship plans. space battleship plans somewhere on the website. It's one of those things. Yeah, what are you going to do? All right, so we're going to cover a bunch of territory today. I want to just open up with prayer real quickly for everybody as we're going into the weekend. And there's something specific I want to talk about or pray about. So if you'll join with me, and at the end of the prayer, if you can give your amen unto the Lord, I'd appreciate that. Father, we come before you right now, and we pray for all the people that can hear my voice and the people that we connect to, that we would not go into this weekend with a spirit of fear, a spirit of terror, a spirit of intimidation, but we would go in hand with you, confident that, well, though we don't know the future personally, you do. It's in the palm of your hands. We don't know what's on the around the corner, but you're around the corner. And that should give us enough peace, enough grace, enough mercy to get through with a smile on our face and praises on our lips. We thank you and praise you for everything. You do so many amazing things for us. We just forever worship you. We ever praise you, forever praise you, and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, so that's how we're going to open the show. We are going to do a little bit on the Psalms. As you know, we went back to the Psalms. I really love this. In my life and in your life, you probably go through different periods where you read books and then you get a little bit more in depth, or you maybe do a different translation, or you start reading it from a different angle, or you start getting into more of a commentary and then you get in more of an expository, whatever the case may be. You know, I've been doing this a long time. I've been a Christian for 43 years. And for me, I've read the Psalms just countless times. I probably have 25 Bibles right now in my study that have just notes after notes after notes after notes about Psalms. And I'm reading the Psalms yet again, and it is like the first time. It is so fresh. It's just so wonderful and so deep. The Word of God is so fantastic. And it's, if you will come before the Lord when you're reading your Word, and instead of going, okay, say something, do a little better, say, open my eyes, let me catch just a little bit of the greatness that you have here, you will be amazed at the power that the Word of God works into your life. Here we are. Did the first half of Psalm 3. I want to do the second half. It says this in verse 5 of Psalm 3, I lay down and slept, I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. Now, some people use this verse talking about you can get a good night's sleep. That's the wrong verse. There's a better verse for getting a good night's sleep in the Lord, talking about laying down in peace and sleep. But this says, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. You know what that really means? You know what it really kind of comes down to? You wake up, the Lord has given you a gift. He gives you a gift of another day. Another day in which you can engage with him. Not in our minds, it's another day to pay the bills. It's another day to go to work. It's another day to have to deal with people in my life who aren't the best people in the world. How about it's another day to present myself before the Lord? It's another day to open up my dull eyes and see the miraculous power of God. It's another day to watch the kingdom of God advance. It's another day to see answered prayers. It's another day to have faith abounding in my circumstance so that we'll know we'll prevail. It's another day to believe, to enjoy fellowship, to enjoy that grace that God has given us. What if we approached it that way? What if we took that Lamentations chapter 3 portion and really meant, you know, that the Lord, the mercies of the Lord are new every morning, and we really believed that and woke up and recognized this is yet another day to participate in the miraculous with God, walking hand in hand, seeing situations, seeing circumstances, seeing people changed by the power of God. After all, it was the power of God that changed you. So I don't know why that would be so unusual to think along those lines. And here David's like, I lay down, I slept, I awoke, you sustained me, you kept me going. Here we go yet again. And the Lord is our sustainer. He enables us and strengthens us and builds an inside of us the ability to keep going. So when you wake up, and everybody has done it, so don't try and dodge it, and you wake up and you go, and a lot of people do that on Monday. It's Monday. That's what a lot of people do. It's the bluesiest day for the week. Here's the bottom line, though. It's the Lord that allowed you to lay down, to sleep, and to awake. That awake, that's a gift. Your being awake the next morning is a gift from God. He has granted you the gift of another day, and it's the Lord's sustaining power that gives you the ability to face yet another challenge and overcome it. What if you woke up and you thought, today is the day I'm going to see victory in this situation, versus I'm going to wake up and get stuck in traffic? Okay, Eeyore. We get it. It's your birthday. Nobody's happy. In the meantime, for those that operate in faith, it's not a name it and claim it. It's not a fake optimism to believe that God walks the day with us. The problem is that we don't walk the day with God. Did you catch that? I want you to, did you catch that? God walks the day with us. Do we walk the day with God? I lay down and I slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. Here we go, Lord. Let's build your kingdom. Let's see another victory. Let's see another person's life change. Let me see another answer to prayer, as you've answered 10,000 of my prayers already. Let's see it again. Let's get involved in the kingdom again. There is no greater joy than to be in the presence of the Lord. Well, if you want to add joy into your day, start the day off recognizing that when you wake up, it's the Lord that sustained you. It's the Lord that gave you life. It's the Lord that encouraged you. Right? If you had a really weird dream, it's probably Taco Bell that gave it to you. Just saying. Just a little too much spicy makes your dreams kind of a little weird. Hey, but the Lord has granted you the gift. And he grants you that gift day after day. And ironically, almost ironically, I should say, he will ask us about our stewardship. You see, we have a stewardship with finances. We have a stewardship with family. We have a stewardship with ministry. We have a stewardship with the different opportunities. But there's another stewardship that doesn't get taught very often. We have a stewardship with time. And there's a certain amount of time the Lord has allotted to you and I. And we have to answer for that time. So before we go around saying, well, it's just another day, maybe we should open that up and say, it's another opportunity to awake and be sustained by the power of God to go again hand in hand with my King and my Lord. Maybe that's a better way. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Is the David Spoon Experience.
The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Doesn't he know there's a lot of cholesterol in lard? I'm losing it here. What? The lard? What is that guy? Where is he from?
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Sometimes hallelujah. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Hey, T, we need to mark that last filler because it says from 2 to 3 as opposed to 1:30 to 3. So we just got to let Jennifer know. We're going to have to redo that because, you know, we're on right now. So it's like, whoops. And somebody had mentioned that before. I want to thank that listener for doing that. That was very cool. Okay, here is your trivia question for today. I just don't know which one that is. So we just kind of let her know. Your trivia question for this segment is, who was the author of the book of Exodus? The traditional, we believe the author is. I'm not looking to get into theological. I want to debate this. Okay, well, there's plenty of online forums. Go have a good time. Who is the author of the book of Exodus? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. And you can also text 214-210-8483 if you know who the author of the book of Exodus is. We're going to say by tradition, it is what is well accepted, but we're just going to leave it there and give people a chance to kind of check it out. All right, so I want to go further into the teach. We appreciate people already responding. It's always good when people are responding. I love it. I want to go further into this teaching. I do want to make you aware that on Monday, we will be back in Ezra and in Matthew, as far as I can tell. Unless the Lord kind of redirects. We try to be a little sensitive. And it's no different for you than it is for me, than it is for anybody else. I know people make plans on preaching certain things 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 8 months, 12 months ahead of time. But, you know, when Jesus found out that Lazarus died, you know, the normal procedure would have been just to go, but it was the Father through the Holy Spirit that had him to wait. And so he waited for those extra time before he went to see Lazarus to raise him from the dead. And what's amazing is that if he had done a normal plan, the way we think plan things out, he'd have been there that next day, and that would have been a deficit to the miracle. So sometimes God changes the plans that we have. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but when you line up your little ducks in a row, sometimes there's this big loud bang. It goes, and that's your ducks going out of order. And God going, I have a better plan. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what makes it fun. What makes Christianity interesting is not is the whole principle that it's not just a set of rules and a set of laws that you follow or a sequence that you follow or you do this and this and this. It's an adventure as we are drawing closer in to the King of the universe. That's what makes it cool. And he might go, hey, we'll do it different this way. And I've actually gotten up to preach. This is true, and it's not, you're not supposed to do this, but well, hold on. So I got up and I started preaching. I preached about 5 minutes of a message, and I was like, this is so boring. It was so flat. I stopped, and we just stopped as a church, and we just prayed. Like, sometimes that's what you got to do. Sometimes that's better, you know? Okay, anyway, let me get off my soapbox and back into the text. So after verse 5, okay, don't forget our question is, who wrote the book of Exodus? So if you know that answer, text in. Who wrote the book of Exodus? 972-445-0770. Now, that's the call number. And then the text number, 214-210-8483. And, by the way, you can email. So, I mean, that's kind of cool, too. All right. So, from Psalm, verse 3, we're going to go from verse 5 and go right into 6, 7, and 8. It says this. He said, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on their cheekbone, and you have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Oh, love this. Okay, now, a couple things to check out. I don't know if you've walked through this life for more than, you know, a year. Okay, let me rephrase that. If you are one day old, you are already facing enemies. especially when they stick that thing in your nose. Yes, I know it's for the safety of the baby, but if you're the baby, you're probably thinking, what are you putting in my nose and draining out of my nose? My point is that there's opposition all the way throughout life. You have opposition in almost a daily, if not weekly, circumstance. You have oppositions in school. You have oppositions in work. You have oppositions in relationship. That is not all that weird. In fact, it was Peter that said, don't be, you know, it's not like a strange thing that's happening to you that you're going through stuff. So calm down. Calm down, Sparky. That's kind of the mentality. Listen, you can make a decision not to be afraid, even though people are against you. Now, we have people in our audience that have circumstances and people are coming against them. We prayed that the Lord would, you know, bring a resolution, and you want to pray that. But right here, David is saying, look, there's all these people are against me. This is because of his situation with Absalom, his own son. And there are all these people against David. And he says, you know what? I'm not going to be afraid. And you think, well, how in the world do you say I will not be afraid when you have all that opposition? Well, the answer is because of God. I will not be afraid because of God. I don't have to be afraid. And then David went on when he wrote Psalm 23, you know, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That word will is everything about making a decision. And there are times in your life when you have opposition, people are opposing you, and you have to understand that there's much more spiritual conflict going on than there is the flesh, which is why we don't really war against flesh and blood. But that's why you turn to God for your solution, for your resolution. And even in that capacity, Scripture says, and this happens from time to time, if a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. I mean, God is able to just completely redirect everything, anytime, anywhere. But you don't have to be afraid because of God. Because the Lord is walking with you. You're walking with the Lord, and he'll get you through it. Will it be everything you think it should be? Probably not. I mean, that's one testimony I can give you is the Lord rarely answers the way I tell him to. In fact, I'm not sure he's listening when I tell him to. But one thing I can do is make a decision not to be afraid of what I'm going to encounter because I know that God is with me. And I'll do stupid things and wrong things, and so will you, and I'll say wrong things, and I'll think wrong things, and I'll do wrong things, and then I come before the Lord when you're convicted and you say, I'm sorry. It really has nothing to do with my salvation, but it has a lot to do with my relationship with God. As much as a blocker can be, me doing stupid things doesn't seem to help my communion with him. And the truth of the matter is, in that communion, I can find a peace and a grace for every situation, every circumstance. If people are coming against you, I get it. I have family coming against me. I have people that listen to the show, people that don't listen to the show. I have people that hate me just because I have a radio show and I talk about Jesus. Tough. God's with me. I'm going to keep doing it as long as the Lord will have me do it. That's all I can say. And that's how sometimes you have to add that. I know it's very, I don't know if it's cavalier is the right word, but it's very, you know, like, wow, that's really like a lot of moxie there. It's like, man, sometimes you got to have that. Sometimes you just got to say, you know what? I'm not going to be afraid because God is with me and I don't care. If God be for us, who can be against us? Just go through Romans 8 and read it, you know, line by line by line by line and enjoy it because that's the grace of God for you. And then you have to mention this because it's so important. Then in verse 8, David closes the psalm. He goes, salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. You may not, and I often don't, but we should connect blessings and salvation. First of all, salvation is a blessing. I mean, God is saving us. Thank you, God. And in that salvation are multiple blessings. All you got to do is read, it's not John 3:16. You got to read John 1:16, which talks about one blessing after another. After another, after another. And that's kind of the mentality we need to have. Salvation is poured out unto us by the grace and mercy of God. That's totally cool. In that salvation is blessings. Cool. I want them. I mean, that's one of the coolest things. I mean, anytime the Lord takes a moment in your life and confirms what he's doing or working with you or showing you or teaching you, what a blessing that God has demonstrated to you in that capacity. He loves you. He's with you. He's for you. He stands by you. I mean, isn't that cool?
That's the greatest stuff. So you look at this psalm as a whole, because we split it up in two parts. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. Okay, and this is the Lord keeping us going, giving us a gift of the next day, getting through the anxieties of sleep. And I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Why? Because of God. Arise, O Lord, and save me, O my God. You've struck all my enemies on their cheekbone. You've broken their teeth on the ungodly. In this circumstance, David did not raise his hand against Absalom that way, if you'll remember the story. And then he closes it with, salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Like, yeah, I like it. I'll take it. That's Psalm 3 as we process that through. And what's really neat about that is start the day right. Make sure you have an expectation. Start your heart right. Spend the time with God. If you're not a I don't want to get into legalism. I don't want you to get into legalism. I want you to spend time with God because you like it, because you love him. But in order to do that, you have to be into the relationship. I don't know how many people would acknowledge this or not, but when you first met your husband or your wife, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, there's a lot that you're just like, I can't wait to be with them. I just want to be with them. Being with them is everything. Yes, only this is not a temporary relationship. It's an eternal one with God. So yeah, keep that going. That's a good thing. All right, in answer to the trivia question was, who wrote the book of Exodus? The traditional answer is our good friend Mo, or Moses, for those that have a harder time understanding what Mo is. Mo was also one of the three stooges, but we're not saying that Mo. We're saying the other Mo, Moses, so make sure you get that straight, okay? All right. I feel so sorry for you guys for this next hour. That's all I got to say. All right, so we're going to take our break and then come back. We got a lot more stuff to cover and to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, top of the hour. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Destroying everyone
and everything we find. What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away. That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
Again, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Doctor, are you there with us?
I'm here with you, David.
I'm so glad that you're here. I got to ask you this question. I get a little fiery, especially when Christians are being accused of things that are false, and that happens all the time, especially in the media. And I think if you remember our very first time we ever talked, I told you how impressed I was with you that you were able to keep your spirit steady.
Well, I appreciate that so much. You're a good friend.
I appreciate that. Here's the thing that drives me absolutely batty, which is where I need your help now. I understand this situation with Tim Tebow. He was going to do a dedication for you. He got a lot of pressure, apparently, from the media. The media accused you of being homophobic and anti-Semitic, which for me, I mean, It was. I guess when I first heard it, I was overwhelmed. First of all, anti-Semitic is a person who discriminates against or is prejudiced or hostile towards Jews. You've been on that show. Now, this is three times, and I'm as Jewish as they come.
Yeah, well, David, I mean, the charge of anti-Semitic comes from saying that everyone, including Jews, must trust in Christ in order to go to heaven. That is hardly anti-Semitic. In fact, I have a Jewish friend in New York who called me this week. She's not a Christian, but she said, I don't understand all of this. Said, I don't believe in the New Testament, but you do. You're simply saying what the New Testament says. And, you know, David, we've said before, you know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And I remind people, Jesus was not a Southern Baptist evangelist. He was a Jewish rabbi. And yet you look at what he said, what the Apostle Paul said, the Apostle Peter. Here are the three most prominent men of the New Testament, every one of them a devout Jew, and yet they said there's one way to God, and that's through faith in Christ. That is not anti-Semitic.